Number 72, The First Apology of Justin, Part 8, From the Anti-Nicene Fathers, by Justin Martyr. Chapter 34, Christ's Birthplace Foretold. Hear what part of earth he was to be born in, as another prophet, Micah, foretold. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. There is a village in the land of the Jews, 35 stadia from Jerusalem, in which Jesus Christ was born. You can verify this from the tax records made under Cyrenius, your first governor in Judea. Chapter 35, Other Fulfilled Prophecies. How Christ, after his birth, was to remain unnoticed by other people until he grew to manhood, which also came to pass, hear what was foretold. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. This refers to the power of the cross. For when he was crucified, he bore it on his shoulders. This will be explained more clearly later. Again the prophet Isaiah, inspired by the prophetic spirit, said, I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walketh in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. They seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, and ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. And again through another prophet he says, They pierced my hands and my feet, they part my garments among them, and cast lots upon my vesture. David, the king and prophet who said these things, did not experience any of them himself. But Jesus Christ stretched out his hands when he was crucified by the Jews who spoke against him and denied that he was the Christ. As the prophet said, they tormented him and set him on the judgment seat and said, Judge us! They pierced my hands and my feet, referred to the nails of the cross fixed in his hands and feet. After he was crucified, they parted his garments among them, casting lots upon his vesture. That these things happen, you can verify from the acts of Pontius Pilate. We will also quote the prophetic words of another prophet, Zechariah, who expressly foretold that he would sit on a donkey's colt and enter Jerusalem. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion! Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem! Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, he is just, and having salvation lowly, and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. Chapter 36, Different Types of Prophecy. When you hear the prophet's words spoken as if personally, do not think they are spoken by the inspired men themselves, but by the divine word who moves them. Sometimes he speaks of things to come as one predicting the future. Sometimes he speaks as if from the person of God, the Lord and Father of all. Sometimes as from the person of Christ. Sometimes as from the person of the people answering the Lord or his Father. You can see the same pattern in your own writers. One person writes the whole work, but introduces different characters who speak. The Jews who had the prophetic books did not understand this, so they did not recognize Christ when he came. They even hate us who say he has come and prove that, as predicted, he was crucified by them.